This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here are two phrases most of us would probably rather not hear in the same sentence. Drinking water and treated sewage effluent. Lots of cities do it, though. Put those two together, I mean, because water's scarce and, you know, recycling is a good thing. And they can do amazing things with sewage these days. But still, almost no place has gone so far as to connect sewage pipes directly to the drinking water supply. Which gets us to Big Spring, Texas, a thirsty town in a very dry place. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Big Spring's a decent-sized town for West Texas. About 27,000 people. Got its own Walmart. But no actual spring. That dried up almost 90 years ago. That's around the same time oil was discovered in West Texas. And it's dry here, but so is a lot of the state. And a lot of the state's been slammed by this monster drought in the last few years. So why is Big Spring the site of this big experiment? Well, here's one possible clue. In terms of customer satisfaction, local water supply didn't have a lot to lose.
Nobody drinks the water here. Nobody drinks it out of the faucet.
Hell no. No, we don't do that. It's too hard. It's nasty.
That's Mary Jo Ackerson and Terry Sanders. For a long time, people here have relied on filtered water. A lot of them, like Ackerson, have filter systems in their homes. And like a lot of other people, Sanders has been filling up jugs with filtered water at the water shop for 20 cents a gallon. He's using a self-serve machine on one side of the shop. And on another, Crystal Lopez's family serves a steady stream of drive-through customers.
Cars come through and we'll fill up their jugs and send them on their way. And that's my mom, right? You know, her and my little sister do the filling up the jugs.
Last year, that city water that everyone avoids started to include treated sewage effluent, which goes through a brand new $14 million system, uses heavy filtration, disinfection, tons of testing. John Grant is that system's architect. He's general manager of the Colorado River Municipal Water District, and yeah, he drinks filtered water at home too.
We're not blessed in West Texas with really good quality water. It's got a lot of salt. I mean, that's all we got.
It's like the old joke about the bad restaurant. Food here is terrible, yes, in such small portions. Big Spring gets fewer than 20 inches of rain a year. And the air is so dry, water evaporates from the reservoir at three times that rate.
So we pretty much start out in the hole already.
And that's why Big Spring has to pipe its sewage, its super-duper treated, double-disinfected, triple-tested sewage, directly to the main waterworks. Sending it to the reservoir by way of the creek would be more traditional, and it wouldn't work.
If you put this water in a creek out here, it would evaporate. We're actually creating more water.
Grant's system recovers 2 million gallons a day. That's about 40% what Big Spring consumes. And he started planning it more than 10 years ago. So the past few years of, you know, super-duper drought just made that plan more urgent. Here's how bad it is. Nearest reservoir to Big Spring is currently 1.4% full. And it's not the lowest in the state. Texas voters recently approved $6 billion in new water projects. The current five-year plan doesn't include much potable reuse. But when that plan was created, Big Spring wasn't online yet. No one had gone first. Here's Robert Mace from the Texas Water Development Board.
So it takes, you know, somebody, some local entity, brave enough to try it out, and then everyone else is looking over the shoulder, you know. And then once they see it works, then boom, off everyone goes.
Right now, three more places in Texas are actively exploring potable reuse projects. There's the town of Brownwood, city of Wichita Falls, and the much bigger city of El Paso, with more than 600,000 people. But getting their citizens on board could be a tough sell. In Big Spring, where no one seems to drink the water, the reuse project flew under some people's radar. You know, about half the people I talked with there never heard of it. And that included Crystal Lopez at the water shop. And here's how she responded when I told her about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's gross. That is gross. Wow.
I explained how good the filtering was. The same filtering process she uses in her shop, plus the decontamination, the testing, and the fact that lots of cities take their water from rivers that some other town has dumped sewage in. Yeah, no sale.
I don't know. That's disgusting. I can't even think of another word.
In Big Spring, Texas, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.